thank you for that warm welcome. I really appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to talking to you today, speaking with you, and telling you a little bit about what fertility care is and the charts and how all that works. So we're going to talk for just a little bit about the fertility care chart and how it's a standardized perspective record of fertility cycles. The Creighton Model System is a system that does record a woman's cycle prospectively rather than retrospectively. And there are a few challenges when it comes to using the chart. And, of course, one of the challenges would be integrating this chart into your clinical activities because you have to be able to read it and understand it to gain the information that's on the chart. Also, understanding that the Creighton Model System chart is a natural expansion and advancement of taking good menstrual and gynecological history in a prospective manner. And if you look back in history, just to 1971, all information was being recorded retrospectively when it came to recording women's cycles, and that's from Kishner, Gynecological Principles and Practice. And even in 1994, we're still collecting data retrospectively when it comes to women's cycles rather than prospectively. And that's Dutierney and Purnell in the current obstetric and gynecologic diagnosis and treatment. So Creighton Model Fertility Care System has now enabled us to collect this information in a much more accurate fashion because we're collecting it in a prospective way. The Creighton Model System Fertility Care System is a standardized modification of the Billings ovulation method. It's prospective in collecting the data. It's also done in a subjective observations, but it becomes more objective through the standardization of the method. And we're going to look at that a little bit. This is just showing you the observations that the women are taught to make. As a practitioner, as a teacher, I'm teaching the couple to observe the signs of fertility in the woman, and they do that by reading the cervical discharges. And they learn a coded system. We teach them a coded system. It's very, very easy to learn. They learn it very quickly, and it's used to describe this mucus discharge that the woman sees in an objective manner, and that just makes it more precise. And, you know, I cannot tell you how many times as a teacher when I'm sitting there with a couple, a woman will say to me, "Why wasn't I taught this when I was like 15 or 16? This is such good information for me. I wished I'd known this sooner." So it's information that women are really, really hungry for. This is an example of a chart. And you can see here that the stamps are very similar. If you're familiar with Billings ovulation method, you can see here that the stamps are very similar. They're the same. But the Creighton Model System, where it's different is that it uses this coded description, as I was talking about, and that's what makes it more precise and gives it the standardization. You can see here too in the chart that the stamps and the coding system reflect the hormonal surges. So you can see the surge of the estrogen in the pre-ovulatory phase of the cycle and then the surge of the progesterone in the post-ovulatory phase of the cycle. Now, particularly when couples come to learn this method, if they're using it for family planning, one of the first things they want to know, one of the things that they're probably most anxious about is how reliable is this for family planning? Is this really going to work? Because, you know, it has a reputation, doesn't it? You know, and we have prejudice in our minds as human beings sometimes. How could something this simple really, really be this good? But it is. And if you look at this study here on the last, you follow my cursor there, on the last, this last column here, this is a study that was done in 1995 on the Creighton Model and its use and method effectiveness to avoid pregnancy. And you can see the numbers there. This study was done in 1995, like I said. It involved 1,876 couples over 17,130 months of use. And after this extensive study, what was found was that the method effectiveness of the Creighton Model to avoid pregnancy after 12 months was 99.5%. And in 18 months, it was still steady at 99.5%. And then the use effectiveness after 18 months was 96.8. And then you can see there at 18 months, it was 96.4. So you can see from those numbers that it is very, very reliable.
And the Billings method would compare to these numbers as being that reliable as well. But as I was saying, we can't use a Billings chart when it comes to NAPRO technology. We need the fertility care chart because the fertility care chart has the coded system, the standardization, the precision that we need to apply the NAPRO technology. So the fertility care system follow-ups and picture dictionaries, I just want to show you a little bit about them as well, because these are really the tools for the teacher. These are the tools that help with the standardization process. So you have the chart that's standardized because you're teaching it in a standardized manner, but you also have this follow-up form, and it's got a good few pages in it, but what it is, it's a way to collect the information from the couple in an organized fashion, and it's really a key component to what makes fertility care what it is. And the teacher and the client use this chart to learn. It was first introduced in 1977, and since then it's had four revisions. We're in our fourth revisions of its use, so you can see that it is something that has been further refined and improved over the years. And it really is a key tool. It's designed to serve both the teacher and the student. So it's not just for me as a teacher, because it is, because I'm using it as a checklist to make sure I've asked all the questions that are pertinent to this particular couple. But it's also important for the client as well, because it allows me to track her learning. And I can track that learning, and I can show to her, look, this is how well, you know, this is where we started, this is where we are today. You're learning this, you're getting better, you're improving, your chart's more precise, and you're using the method absolutely at a high standard. And it is a vehicle that is essential to the standardization of Creighton Model. It's integral to monitoring the system's teaching effectiveness as well, because you're able to document everything in it. And it's essential to the ongoing assessment of quality control. And it really is a fantastic tool. The concept, purpose, and significance of the individual follow-up, we see clients one-on-one in a private setting where they can feel comfortable to come, relax, let their hair down, talk, share. And we've chosen this kind of environment because really it's the best environment to teach in. There's less distraction. It also allows the couple to open up and to share. And then that way situations and problems can be addressed. They can be talked about. Sometimes there's tears. There's always a Kleenex box nearby. And you can encourage. You know, and sometimes I tell people, and I'm honest, I say, you know, once you've learned this, really what I am then is your cheerleader. I'm here. I'm on your team. I'm on your side. And I'm here to help you walk this road, whether you're trying to space and avoid your pregnancies or whether you're desperately trying to conceive a pregnancy that's been difficult to do up to this stage. And that makes such a difference to people. And I think that's why people really are drawn to this as a method. I think it really has a big impact on people. Now, another form of standardization that we use to help us to standardize this program is something called the Picture Dictionary. And it's really, this is the front cover. Now, mine doesn't look like this anymore. Mine has scribbles, and the corners are tattered, and it's peeling up and all that, because I use this all the time. And this picture dictionary has been developed through an orderly research and assessment process of vulvular observations. The observations were made, then they were observed, and then they were correlated to endocervical mucus. So over 150 women were used to bring the information together, and over 440 observations were looked at. And this picture dictionary has been thoroughly field tested, and the observations are universal. Now, it's funny because when you introduce the picture dictionary to a couple, the woman is very excited to look at these photographs, because these are some of the photographs that we use to teach the couple about the woman's discharges and how to make her observations. And while these aren't her observations, she finds a great deal of confidence from looking at this, because it allows her then to have a visual rather than just something in a book with some words or photographs. She's seeing this, we can talk about it, and it makes it all come more alive for her. Husbands really don't like this book. They kind of go ashen most of the time. They kind of go, oh, that. And you kind of have to say, it's all right, you're big, you're grown up, you can deal with this. And those are just some more photographs. And these are some charts that we would use, some diagrams that we would use with the couples to help explain what's going on in their body, how this all is working, why they're getting this cervical mucus. And they really love this information. And these would be some sample charts that we use to help the couples to learn, because it's all a process of learning, and it's layered as well. So somebody's not walking in and you're not just throwing the whole book at them. You know, they come in, you're introducing them to the subject. We have something called an introductory session where we introduce the information. Then they come for their follow-ups, and the follow-ups are staggered. The follow-up form that I showed you is staggered. So you're not asking everything all at once on the first visit. I call it layering learning. And that is good too, because the information is so new. It's very hard to take all that information in one go. So these charts really help us in the teaching process. And that leads us to NAPRO technology, new women's health science. And, you know, women, I have had so many women say to me, you know, wow, why haven't I heard of this before? Like, you guys are the best kept secret in the world. Why am I not hearing about this? And I said, well, you know, it's no fault of mine, because I go out there and I talk about it all the time to everybody I can see, and I tell them about this, because it is really, really outstanding. And NAPRO was built upon a working understanding of the Creighton Model Fertility Care System. And the chart is, like I was saying, it is a key component to NAPRO technology. You really cannot apply NAPRO technology without this fertility chart. They are interwoven. They go hand in hand. And the NAPRO technology is currently the best approach to restorative reproductive medicine. In NAPRO technology, there's a development of sound, fundamental, and clinically useful understanding of the menstrual and fertility cycles. And this allows for a better diagnosis. I mean, think about it. This information that's been recorded onto this chart is prospective. You're not having to say, do you remember, what was your last cycle like? And did you get cramps? Or, you know, what are your symptoms? We have a space on the chart where women can do a three-line charting. What I showed you was a two-line charting. But women can actually do three lines on their chart, and they can write in all their symptoms on the third line, like when their breasts grew tender, or when they had a pain, and what side was that pain on, and was there a migraine headache, or what symptoms, were you weepy? You know, you get all kinds of things written in on that third line sometimes. But it allows them to track it on the day that it happens, because we encourage the couples to always make the chart at the end of the day before they go to bed. So it's information that's being recorded every day. And of course, that's going to allow for more precise information and more successful treatment. NAPRO technology was developed by obstetrician and gynecologist Professor Thomas Hilgers in 1990 through the Pope Paul VI Institute in association with Creighton University, Omaha, Nebraska. And I just have so much respect for that man. We owe him an awful lot. NAPRO technology is essential. It essentially uses a modern medical and surgical techniques to facilitate conception through a normal act of intercourse. And you know what? Couples love this, because they know it's good. They know it's the big picture. They know that they're getting answers to questions that they've always had. You know, I always knew there was something wrong, you'll hear them say. I always knew there was something wrong. My doctor always said I was fine, that it was normal to get brown spotting at the end of my period or before my period started. They said it was normal. And then you start talking to them about what's going on with their cycles, and you're able to give them some information. You're able to get them to give them some answers. And then they're able to conceive through a normal act of intercourse, which they prefer as well. NAPRO technology has been available in Europe since 1998. There's been over 1,200 Irish babies conceived in NAPRO technology. In 2009, there was 296 positive tests. And in 2010, there was 320 positive tests, positive pregnancy tests. And, you know, being someone who's been involved in the Irish program from the beginning, it's been very encouraging to me, and it's one of the reasons I really would never, ever stop doing what I'm doing, because I enjoy working with these couples so much, and I enjoy seeing the success. Because when we first started, our numbers were small, and we learned, and we grew, and we got better at what we were doing, and we got more precise, and Dr. Boyle was learning and growing, and now this is where we're at now. So you can see it is something that's improving, and we're getting better at it, and we're learning. It's a learning process, and that's very exciting. So thank you for listening to about the fertility care chart, and I hope that it helps you to understand it a bit better.